Well, saints, these times are always such a joy.
弟兄姊妹，这些是喜乐的时候。
Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
说不出来的喜乐，且满了荣耀。
We begin the fellowship this morning with these verses in Psalm 90.
我们今天从诗篇九十篇的这些经节来开始这个聚会。
If you remember, these verses, particularly here, we're going to read verse 12 in a moment. Have to do with the first banner of the church for this year.
弟兄姊妹还记得我们读到的这些经节，特别是十二节，跟我们今年召会的这个标语有关系。
And that is the matter of numbering our days.
就是数算我们的日子。
Let's read these verses in Psalm 90.
我们一起来读诗篇九十篇的这些经节。
We're going to read verse 1.10, 12, and 14.
第一节，第十节，第十二节，及第十四节。
Amen. Let's read together.
Amen.
O Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，有到八十岁。
Or if because of strength, 80 years.
经夸的，不过是劳苦、
But their pride and labor and sorrow.
转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。求你指教我们如何数算我们自己的日子，好叫我们得着。在我们早晨饱得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生欢呼喜乐。
Amen. Okay, let's read verse 12, first in English, then in Chinese.Then in Korean, I hope we have some Korean-speaking saints here. And then in Spanish, if we have it.
Amen.
First in English, verse 12.
我们来读十二节，先英语，然后华语，然后韩语，然后西班牙语。
Amen. Amen. Verse 12, go, English. Teach us then... Amen.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。好叫我们得着智慧的心。
In Korean? Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if we have any
Spanish.
In Spanish. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Teach us then to number...Our days.
求你指教我们怎样数算我们的日子。
You know, in this is a psalm by Moses.
这是摩西的写的一首诗。
And he said in verse 10, the days of our years are 70 years.
他在第十节说，我们一生的年日是七十岁。
Or if because of strength, 80 years.
若是强壮，可到八十岁。
We know that Moses lived till 120.
我们知道摩西一直活到120岁。
I wonder if when Moses was 82, 83, he was wondering how many more days.
我在想摩西82、83岁的时候，他是不是想我还有多少的日子啊？
When he reached 90,
当他到90岁，
what was he thinking?
他到底在想什么？
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Another day.
又给我一天。
I'll give you a little testimony regarding my father.
我向你做一个我父亲的见证。
He lived till 99.
他一直活到99岁。
And he told us he on a number of occasions he testified this.
他几次跟我们见证说。
After my mother went to be with the Lord.
当我母亲到主那里去的时候
he told the Lord, Lord, after a little time, he said, Lord, I've had a very good life.
他跟主说，过了一段时间，他跟主说，主啊，我的一生是很好的。
Especially, he got saved when he was 69.
特别是在他69岁得救信主之后。
And came into the church life.
他进到教会生活里。
And he testified.He testified
他见证
even to some of his friends.
特别跟他一些世上的朋友。
The last years of his life were the best.
他后来的日子比他前面的日子更好。
Because he had the Lord, he had Christ and the church.
他有主，他有基督与教会。
But after my mom went to be with the Lord,
但当我妈妈过世之后
he said, Lord, I think it's enough.
他说主，我想够了。
At night time, he would pray.
在晚上的时候，他会这样子讲。
I think it's enough.I wouldn't mind going to be with her now.
我想够了，我想跟她一起去。
And then he'd wake up the next morning.
他隔天又醒来。
And he'd go, oh, still here.
我还在这里。
Okay, then he'd get out of bed.
对，他继续过他一天的生活。
Saints, we all woke up this morning, and we're still here.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上起来，我们还在这里。
We pray that this day,would be numbered before God.
我们祷告在主面前，今天是算数的。
Well, of course, we're here together.
但我们今天在一起。
Enjoying the Lord.
一起享受主。
Surely this day will count.
当然这天会在主面前是算数的。
Tomorrow's the Lord's day.
明天是主日。
I think we may have the same kind of declaration.
我们也能够有这样子的宣告。
But we have many days.
但我们有许多的日子。
We don't know how many.
我们不知道有多少。
But our desire is that all of us would awaken every day like this.
但我们的心愿是我们每天早上起来都有这样子的期盼。
Another day.
又一天。
Lord, may this day count before you.
愿意这一天在你面前是算数。
Oh, you know, Moses, his last 40 years.
摩西后来的四十年
counted the most
是他最有价值的年日
for God and his purpose
所以对主对主的旨意是最有价值的
in his last 40 years
在他最后这四十年
he experienced not only fellowship with God communing as a friend
他不仅像一个朋友跟主有亲密的交通
right face to face
面对面的交通
but he alsowas instrumental in the building of God's house.
他也在建造神居所的事上是非常有用的。
And then, almost going into the good land.
他几乎进到了美地。
He actually himself got a glimpse.
他自己看了一眼。
Although he wasn't able to enter in.
可是他没有办法进到那个美地。
But I think we all would agree the last part of his life was the most meaningful.
但是我们都同意他最后的那些年日是最有意义的。
And then he leaves us this song.
他就把这首诗，诗篇九十篇留给我们。
Teach us then.
求主教我们。
Yeah, I think we look at Moses.
我们看摩西。
We might be touched and inspired.
我们里面也满了这个激励。
So I might say to the Lord, then,Teach me.
主啊，求你指教我。
Lord, teach us now.
指教我们，现在指教我们。
That the last part of our journey could be the most meaningful.
让我们人生旅程的最后一段是最有意义、最有价值的。
None of us know how long we have.
我们没有一个人知道我们还有多久的时间。
We may see the glory descending.
但是我们也许看见主荣耀的降临。
And filling God's house.
来充满神的家。
What I mean is, we may see the Lord's return.
我们也许会活到见主的日子。
The next set of verses I'd like to look at is Psalm 92.
下面我想看的经节是诗篇九十二篇。
Okay, Psalm 92:12-14.
十二到十四节。
The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree.
一人要发旺如棕树。
He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
You know the palm trees are growth in a situation that's not favorable.
棕树是在一个不是太好的情况下长大的。
There's life.
在那里有生命。
But surrounded by not life.
但是被许多非生命的东西所环绕。
And then it so says he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
What does this imply?
这个是指什么呢？
You know, the cedars are the kind of tree that have very deep roots.
香柏树, 它的根是非常非常深的,
very deep roots.
非常深的根,
And in Jeremiah, it says that he who trusts in Jehovah is one like a tree that sends its roots to the stream.
在耶利米书那里说到, 信靠耶和华的人要把他的根, 伸到这个水, 水旁。
Saints, if we have one more day,
如果我们有更多的日子,
that's another day to extend our roots.
我们就有更多的, 我们每一天都要花时间来
But it's with a purpose. Okay, verse 13 says,
13节说,
planted in the house of Jehovah.
他们栽植于耶和华的殿中,
they will flourish in the courts of our God.
发旺在我们神的院里,
so we're not a tree planted somewhere in the desert.
我们不是种在沙漠的一棵树,
we're a tree planted in the house of Jehovah.
耶和华殿中的一棵树,
Saints, we need the deep roots
我们需要深的根,
so that we can have the fruit to feed God's people.
这样子我们才能结果子来喂养神的子民,
Verse 14,
14节,
they will still bring forth fruit in old age.
他们年老的时候, 人要结果子, 要满了枝浆而常发青,
oh, they will still bring forth fruit in old age.
他们年老的时候, 人要结果子.
I don't know if you consider yourself old.
我不知道你觉不觉得自己老。
I don't consider myself old.
我不觉得我自己老。
But I'm getting on in years.
但是我年岁越来越大了。
I want to still bear fruit.
我还是要结果子。
No matter how old I am.
不管我多年老, 我还是要结果子。
Full of sap and green.
我要满了枝浆而发青。
I need batteries.
Okay. Don't worry about that. I'll just speak a little louder.
Or you can use this one.
Oh, but we need that too.
Yeah. Speak together.
Okay, speak together. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
This is
the one that needs a
battery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. It's a good thing this is not a young people's conference.
then
all the attendants would be distracted.
But with the
older saints, that doesn't happen.
但是年长弟兄姊妹, 我们不会被打岔, 对不对?
How about now? Green. It's green. Nope. Yes, huh? Now it is, yes.
Okay.
Yes? Yes, they're saying yes. How about now? How about now? I can hear myself quite loud.
我自己听得自己很大声。
How about now? Nope. How about now? No, that's because he was touching it. They're going to try a third time. Look.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Amen. Full of sap and green.
满了枝浆而发青.
That means no decay.
意思就是说不会朽坏.
But flourishing.
但是在那里发旺,
still green.
仍然是发青的,
and here it says, in old age.
他说在年老的时候,
in old age.
年老的时候,
no change.
没有改变,
maybe outwardly.
也许外面有改变,
maybe outwardly there's some change.
也许外面有一些改变,
maybe outwardly there's a little decay.
外面有一些朽坏,
a little slowing down.
有一些迟缓,
but inwardly,
但里面呢,
full of sap.
满了枝浆
and green.
而发青
I hope we pray this.
我希望这是我们的祷告
for ourselves.
为我们自己
and for all the saints.
也为所有的弟兄姊妹
in the church.
在教会里的弟兄姊妹
even that all the churches in the Lord's recovery would be blessed by such saints.
在主恢复里的众教会都会为因着这件事而得祝福。
Okay, the next verse.
下面的经节
is Proverbs 4:16.
箴言四章十八节。
Proverbs 4:18.
箴言四章十八节。
Do we have that? Yes. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
但义人的途径好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
Brighter and brighter.
越照越明。
You know, in human life,
在人的生活里
there is decay.
有这个朽坏。
There is a kind of setting of the sun.
有这个日落的时候。
We cannot prevent that.
我们没有办法阻止这样的事发生。
In do we have the yeah? There's another verse that says in Corinthians, although our outward man is decaying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we have that?
Yeah.
Our outer man is
在哥林多后书四章十六节，我们外面的人在毁坏。
Yet the inner man.
但里面的人
is being renewed day by day.
却日日在更新。
You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes,
在传道书,
you know, written by Solomon,
这是所罗门写的。
There we have that very famous verse, 12:1.
在十二章一节,
it says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth.
当在你年少的时候纪念你的创物主, 创造主。You know,
that was written when Solomon was older.
这是所罗门年老的时候写的。
And he's charging the younger ones.
他跟这个年轻的说
Remember now.
现在要记得。
Don't wait until you're my age.
不要等到你年老像我一样。
And then if you know that portion in Ecclesiastes, he describes in a very poetic way.
你知道在传道书那本书里他很有诗意的形容
The decaying of the outer man
外面的人朽坏的一个情形
He talks about that your back starts to get, you know, like this
你的背开始弓下来了
And your hands tremble
你的手会发抖
He talks about the eyes that
他说到眼睛
They become a little darker and you can't hear so well
也听不太清楚
This is Solomon Describing old age.
形容年老的时候。
And even you can't sing the way you used to.
你也不能像你以前那样的唱歌。
So Solomon, thank the Lord, he had this charge to the younger ones.
所以所罗门他有对年幼的有这样子的嘱咐。
Remember now.
现在要记得。
Don't wait.
不要等。
Okay, that's good.
这样
that's
好的。
But I really like what Paul says.
但我喜欢保罗说的。
While the outer man is decaying,
虽然外面的人在毁坏。
The inner, there's something still happening.
在里面还是有事情在发生。
Yes, we should charge the younger ones.
是我们应该嘱咐年幼的。
Don't waste your time.
不要浪费你的时间。
But we still should be in the process.
但我们自己应该还在这个过程中。
Then this is my burden.
这是我今天的负担。
There's still more saints.
弟兄姊妹，我们还有更多。
There's still more for us.
还对我们还有更多。
We're not done yet.
我们还没完，我们还没完。
We want to go brighter and brighter until that day.
我们要越照越明，直到日午。
You know, we have this testimony, this even legacy, among the saints here for the decades.
我们在这里的。教会在这许多年有这样的见证。
Some that as they get older, they just get brighter.
有些他越年纪越大，但是他越来越明。
Surely physically, there's a kind of decline.
当然，在肉身一面是有这个朽坏。
But inwardly,
但在里面呢
？There's no dimming.
它没有发暗的情形。
The lights inside just brighter, brighter.
里面的光是越照越明。
Oh, saints, I hope we take this as our prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们能够把这件事当作我们的祷告。
Lord, brighter and brighter.
越照越明。
No setting of the sun inwardly.
里面没有日落的情形。
Yes, yes, we have to accept the restriction, even of the biological laws.
是我们是受肉身的限制，甚至肉身的一些失去。
Life has been ordained this way.
人的生命就是这样子被命定的。
But as that's happening,
但当这些肉身的事发生的时候，
something else happening.
另外一件事在你里面发生。
He said, "Our inner man,
我们里面的人
is being renewed day by day."
是日日在更新。
And with this thought, I want to come to Romans 10.
有记住这个思念，来我们来看罗马书。
Here we have verses 10 and 17.
第五章。
How about we read verse 10 in Chinese, and read verse 17 in English?
我们用中文来读第十节，英语来读第十七节。
Verse 10, Chinese.
因为我们做仇敌的时候。且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要在他的生命里得救了。English.
For death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign life through the one.Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, Paul uses this phrase a number of times, much more.
保罗他用到这个片语很多次，他说要更多，更加。
I was struck in these days with this little phrase.
最近我很摸着这个片语。
Saints, there's more.
弟兄姊妹，还有更多。
In the Christian life.
在基督徒的生活里。
In the growth in life.
在生命的长大里，
in the church life,
在教会生活里，
there's more.
有更多。
Actually, there's much more.
事实上有更多更多。
You know, in John, the Lord Jesus says, I came that they might have life and may have it more abundantly.
在约翰福音主说，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
We should claim that.
我们要支取这个事实。
We should take that from the Lord.
我们要从主领受这样的事实。
Lord, Firstly, I want to enjoy your life.
我要先享受你做生命。
But not just enjoy your life.
但不光是享受你做生命。
I want to enjoy it abundantly.
我要享受你丰盛的生命。
Claim this.
支取这个事实。
Pray this.
也为这个祷告。
But not only for me.
不仅为你自己。
But for all those around.
为所有你周遭的人。
Saints, there's more every day.
弟兄姊妹，每天有更多。
You know, I was thinking of this phrase, bucket list.
我今天想到一个词，在中文叫做遗愿清单。
In these years, I've heard this phrase a lot more than before.
最近因为我年纪大了，我就越来越多听到这个词，遗愿清单。
Because I'm among these ranks, you know.
因为我已经到了这个年纪。
So people talk about.Bucket list. Do you know this phrase?
人就说到遗愿清单。
It's the things I would like to get done in my life before either I depart or get raptured.
就是我在我有生之年，在我死或者被提的之前，我想要做的事。
I added the get raptured part.
我是把这个被提这一部分加上去。
Most people don't talk about that part.
大部分人不会想到要被提。
But saints.We should keep our view on our focus on the proper thing.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要把我们的焦点摆在正当的事上。
I don't know if you've developed such a list.
我不知道你有没有一个这样的清单。
Or if you thought, before I die, I would like to at least see something something.
我死以前，我要至少要看这个看那个。
Yeah, saints, I hope.Maturing in life is on your bucket list.
我希望弟兄姊妹，生命成熟是在你这个清单上。
I hope being full of sap and green is on your bucket list.
我希望满了枝浆而发青是在你的清单上。
I hope the building of the church is on your bucket list.
我希望教会的建造是在你这个清单上。
Because I hope every day is for this.
我希望每一天都是为着这个。
I hope even if you take a day and you get to visit, I don't know, the Eiffel Tower. I don't know who wants to visit the Eiffel Tower.
也许你有一天去看这个艾佛塔。
I don't know, what is it?
艾菲尔铁塔。
Yeah, that place. Yeah, I don't know if that's on anyone's bucket list.
我不知道是在不在你的清单上。
But even if it is, and you get there, I hope that day,is numbered before the Lord.
就算是你有一天到了艾尔凡铁塔。
I hope that day is a day of growth in life.
我希望那一天在主面前是算数的。
I hope that day is a day of roots going deeper.
那一天是让你生命成熟的，也让你的根往下扎根的。
Oh, saints, every day should count.
弟兄姊妹，每一天都该算数。
Every day there's more for us.
每一天都有更多为我们。
You know, I asked the brothers to call these two hymns earlier, hymn 387 in English.
刚刚我请弟兄叫这两首诗歌，第一个是中文287首。
Mm-hmm. And I apologize, we don't have the Spanish translation for this hymn.
对不起，我们没有这个西班牙语的翻译。
But especially what...The reason I was drawn to this hymn is because of stanza number 4.
我想到这首诗歌，特别是第四节。
Yeah, there it is. There are depths of love that I yet may know.
爱有其深处，我不能通晓。
Ere thee face to face I see. There are heights of joy that I yet may reach. Ere I rest in peace with thee.
Amen.
Saints, there are depths of love
弟兄姊妹，爱有其深处
that we can still know today.
我们今天还是能够知晓
And there may be heights of joy
也许有更深的喜乐
that we've never experienced
我们还没有经历到
Saints, there's much more.
弟兄姊妹，还有更多
There's still more for us to gain in the Lord.
还有更多等着我们在主面前来得着
And there's stillmore for us to contribute in the church life.
在教会生活里，我们也有更多可以
every day
付出的。
Every day, I hope we have a new gaining.
我希望每一天我们都能够得着一些新的东西。
Of the depths or of the heights.
或是爱的深处，或是喜乐的高处。
The other hymn has the same sentiment. That was 595 in English.
另外一首诗歌。有同样的这个感觉、mm-hmm. 这个是补充本434首、mm-hmm.
In Spanish it's 273
西班牙语是273首
And I don't know if we have it Also the last stanza
也是最后一节
Yeah There is always something over When we share in all his love Unplumbed depths still lie beneath us Unscaled heights rise far above
每当我们饱尝主爱，总是丰富有盈余，阔长高深无法测度，岂止应付我所需。
Saints, the writer of this hymn touched this feeling.
这个写这首诗歌的
，for today，
摸到这个感觉。
For this day，
为着今天
，there could be more，
有更多让我们去经历。
On unscaled heights。
没有办法达到的高点。
Something that in my entire Christian life I still haven't experienced yet.
我整个基督徒的生活，我还没有经历到那个。
Unplumbed depths.
没有办法测量的深度。
A deepness in the Lord I haven't touched yet.
在主里面的一个深度，我还没有摸到。
Saints, we certainly need some to mature in life in the third and fourth stages of the growth in life.
我们特别，我们实在需要一些在属灵生命的第三、第四层上有生命的成熟。
Those who know the body，
认识基督的身体。
And those who know spiritual warfare，
还有那些认识属灵的征战。
To pray the covering prayers for the church，
来 为着召会有这遮盖的祷告。
To be the protection for the church.
作为召会的保护。
You know, recently I was reading in my daily reading about the building of the tabernacle.
最近我读到在我日常的读经读到这个帐幕的建造。
And I was freshly touched by the coverings of the tabernacle.
我很摸着这帐幕的遮盖。
You know, when the tabernacle, this tent, was constructed,
当这个帐幕被建造的时候,
it's very fragile, actually.
它事实上是很脆弱的。
And it had a four layers of covering over the holy place and the holy of holies.
在这个圣所和至圣所上面有四层的遮盖。
And I won't get into all the details.
我不会讲细节。
But what struck me is that the outer layer is porpoise skin.
但摸着我最多的就是最外面一层是海狗皮。
Something very tough.
是很坚韧的。
Not so beautiful.
不是很好看。
Inside, the tabernacle is beautiful.
圣所里面很好看。
Yeah, it's gold inside.
这里面满了金。
And then even the first covering layer is fine linen.
还有最里面的那一层是细麻布。
But the outside is porpoise skin.
但是外层最外的一层是海狗皮。
What is this?
这是什么？
And you know, the tabernacle, it said that when in John 1, he tabernacled among us.
在约翰一书告诉我们主支搭帐幕在人中间。
So the tabernacle is a type of Christ.
所以帐幕是基督的一个图画。
Yeah. And you could say this, that aspect of the tabernacle is Christ as our protection.
你可以说那一层海狗皮是预表基督做我们的保护。
But we also are God's house.
那我们也是神的家。
So the tabernacle is a type of us too.
所以这个帐幕也是我们的一个预表。
Since the church needs some to experience Christ in this aspect.
教会需要有些人来经历基督的这一项。
And then we become the protective covering.
我们就成了这个保护的这一层。
When the arrows come, when the darts of the flaming darts come to attack the church.
当撒旦的火箭来的时候，教会需要有保护。
We protect the church with our prayers. We need some mature ones to reach this stage of the growth in life.
我们需要有些成熟的圣徒能够生命长大成熟到这样的地步。
Who know what is the body?
来认识什么是身体。
And who know what is the spiritual warfare through prayer.
什么是打属灵的征战。
Amen. Saints, I'd like to leave you with these two portions. Leviticus 6. Leviticus, do we have those verses?
最后两处的经节，利未记六章。
This is referring to the burnt offering, the daily burnt offering.
这里是说到天天要献的燔祭。
Firstly, in verse 9,
在第九节
says, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering.
你要吩咐亚伦和他儿子们说。燔祭的条例乃是这样。
And this is the phrase that I want to impress you with.
我再来的一句，我希望你们有深刻的印象。
The burnt offering shall be on the hearth, on the altar, all night until the morning.
燔祭要整夜在坛上的焚烧处，直到早晨。
You know, the burnt offering was offered in the evening and in the morning.
燔祭是晚上还有早上献的。
The next verse says the fire should never go out.
下面一句说坛上的火要一直烧着。
Saints, I hope all of us have this kind of experience.
我希望我们都有这样的经历。
And here this phrase, all night on the altar, all night until the morning.
这里说到要整夜在坛上的焚烧处直到早晨。
You know, all night applies to this age.Between the Lord's first coming and second coming.
整夜是指今天这个时候，从主第一次来到他第二次的来。
He's the Son of Righteousness who's coming.
他是公义的太阳，他要来临。
And we're charged in Revelation to have the morning star.
我们在启示录，我们也被嘱咐要等候那晨星的出现。
We're in the dark age today.
我们今天是在黑夜的年
时代。The morning is coming when the Lord returns.
但是晨星要来，当主来临的时候，那就是早晨。
May all of us have a maintained, fresh consecration.
让我们都有一个更新的奉献。
We wake up. It's another day.We give ourselves to the Lord again.
我们早上起来又是一天，我们把自己更新的奉献给主。
And in that freshness, we offer ourselves to Him.
在那个新鲜的奉献里，我们把自己献给主。
And we have that day's growth in life for the body.
我们也为着召会，为着身体，有那一天的生命的长大。
And I want to close with Isaiah 46 verses 3 and 4.
最后我要说到以赛亚书46章3节4节。
Yeah, I'd just like to read this to you. Listen to me, O house of Jacob.
雅各家，以色列家，一切余剩的。
And all the remnant of the house of Israel.
要听我言。
You who have been born from birth.
你们从出生就蒙我抱抱。
Here, when it says born, it's B-O-R-N-E. That means carried from birth, not being born.
对，这里是指他宝宝，不光是生，他是抱着他。
Who have been carried from the womb?
从母腹便蒙我怀地。
Even unto old age, I am he.
直到你们年老，我仍这样。
Even unto your gray-haired years, I will bear you.
直到你们发白，我仍怀抱。
I have made, and I will carry.
我已造作，我必
and
也必怀地
，and I and deliver.
我必怀地怀抱，也必拯救。
Amen. I just found these verses this week. I thought it would be an encouragement to all of us.
我这礼拜读到这两节，我觉得对弟兄姊妹是一个鼓励。
I wonder if I think Brother Timothy will share now. Before he comes, could we sing verse 4 of 387, maybe two times?Verse 4 of hymn 387.
那在洪弟兄交通之前，我们再来唱大本诗歌287首第四节，我们唱两遍。
Amen.
Amen.
This is a senior meeting conference.
年长圣徒的特会。
Before Moses, none of us is a senior.
在摩西面前，我们没有一个人比他年长。
The Psalm 90, I think, was written by Moses between the age of 80 and 120.
诗篇90篇是摩西在80到120岁之间写的。
So all of us are younger than Moses.
我们都比摩西年轻。
You know, in the church life, usually we don't have any... All the meetings can be attended by anyone.
召会里的聚会是每个人都能参加的。
I remember in the senior meeting before COVID, when the meeting downstairs.
我记得在疫情之前，我们也有年长圣徒的聚会在楼下。
There are some in the 20s also.
也有20多来岁的参加我们的聚集。
But anyway, this gathering, I think the Lord has really blessed us.
这样的聚集主实在是祝福了我们
and give us such a special time and special gathering
使我们有这样特别的聚集特别的交通
I really enjoy Psalm 90 you know, when we have some fellowship that this year's banner is concerning that we need to number our days
我很享受这个诗篇九十篇说到特别今年召会的标语是数算我们的日子。
And Moses said, teach us then to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So our days are day by day.
我们的日子是一天一天。
When I was coming, I was thinking of him.About every day. About every day.
来的路上，我想到一首诗歌。
Jesus, we are How does that go? To Jesus every day.
我们每天向着
We are closer to Him.
我们被更被主吸引。
So Moses help us to kind of to take us day by day.
所以摩西也帮助我们数算每天一天一天。
And I really enjoy his mention in the 14. We also read in the today's reading. Satisfy us in the morning.
刚才我们也读到，求主在早晨的时候就使我们得满足。
With your loving kindness.
以你的慈爱，让我们保得你的慈爱。
Isn't that nice to start our day?
这样开始我们一天是不是很好啊？
When we say day by day, teach us a number, it's a kind of a also, I don't know about you, to me it's a kind of a little, kind of burden, you know, what day, whether today will be counted or not.
我们说到要数算自己的日子，每天都要算数，有的时候也许有一些负担，我怕今天到底算不算数。
But this prayer is always good.
但这样的祷告总是好的。
Satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness.
求你使我们在早晨保得你的慈爱。
It's a prayer.
这是一个祷告。
And wow, the next phrase is.That we may give a shout.
好叫我们一声欢呼。
I don't know about you, whether in the morning, when you have a morning time with the Lord, you have a shout.
我不知道你早晨晨更的跟主交通的时候，你有没有欢呼。
I'm learning to shout in the morning.
我现在学习早晨要欢呼。
I can shout in my house. I don't know whether you can shout in your place.
我在我家里，我可以大声的欢呼。我不知道你可不可以。
I don't need to bother anyone.
我不会吵到别的人。
And rejoice all our days.
一声欢呼喜乐。
All the days means coming, right?
一生就是要来的日子。
Let me tell you, when I shout in the morning, I really enjoy.
我早晨欢呼的时候，我非常的享受。
And I expect the next day I will shout also.
我也期待明天我也要欢呼。
And rejoice.
并且喜乐。
My view concerning this portion is, of course, we need to mature.
我对这些话的认识是我们要成熟。
We every day we contact the Lord.
每天我们接触主。
We expect we'll grow a little bit.
我们要每天都长一点。
And until later, then I, you know, even in our fellowship in the church, that we need to be mature.
我们在教会里交通到我们需要成熟。
And to me, I just grow day by day, right?
对我来说，我就是天天在长，对不对？
But I don't have maturity in view.
但我没有太多对于成熟的看见。
And once the word mature be brought unto maturity, this is in Hebrews.
当我们读到这在希伯来书说要达到成熟。
Then I realized I cannot just, you know, grow little bit, every day little bit, never reach maturity.
那我就发现我不是光只有天天这样长一点长一点就会达到成熟了。
Probably mentioned something, it warns me that, you know, when we are younger, we see the kids, you know, they grow fast.
李弟兄曾经说到一件事对我是一个警告。有的时候我们看到年幼的孩子他们长得很快。
My grandson is taller than me.
我的孙子比我高了。
Taller than my wife, taller than my oldest daughter, you know, she's kind of tall.
比我的女儿也比我女儿高了。
And the brother said, when you're older, you don't grow that much.
李弟兄说你年老的时候你长得不太多。
What I mean spiritually.
但是我这里是指属灵的。
You know, whether are we growing?
我们是不是还在长？
Are we growing unto maturity?
我们有没有长大直到成熟？
Are you satisfied with your growth?
你对于你的长大满意吗？
I'm not.
我不满意。
So I need to grow every day.
所以我每天都要长。
Hopefully I grow a little more.
希望我能够长得更多。
I like to grow a little more.
我愿意长得更多。
Today than yesterday.
今天比昨天长得多。
That we all may be brought to maturity.
让我们都能够长大以致成熟。
A picture in the Old Testament, it touched me very much. That is the picture of Jacob.
旧约里的一幅图画非常摸着我，就是雅各的图画。
The picture of Jacob gave us the picture of a person immature, very individualistic, very selfish, very just try to grasp all over.
雅各的图画给我们看见，这里有一个人。非常的自私，他非常的不成熟，他总是要为自己取得一些 事物。
But he reached maturity.
但是他最终达到成熟了。
I like to be Jacob, but not the Jacob in his immaturity.
我想要当雅各，但不是在他不成熟的时候。
I like to be the one taking the steps that he took.To reach the maturity.
我愿意走他所走的那些路来达到成熟的光景。
You know, we are the church, the whole church is pursuing the book of Genesis.
最近教会都在追求创世纪。
We are still in Genesis 1.
我们还在创世纪一章。
Jacob, he was very immature in chapter 27.
雅各是在创世纪二十七章，他是非常不成熟的一个人。
We all know that chapter 28, he had a dream.
我们知道在28章他做了一个梦。
He was running for his life from his brother.
他在逃命，因为他哥哥要杀他的时候做的梦。
And before chapter 25, he was very smart and he got his brother's birthright.Just by selling a bowl of bean soup.
在二十七章之前，在创世纪二十五章，雅各就使了一些小聪明，他用一碗汤把他哥哥长子的名分，要他哥哥卖给他。
In chapter 26, the next chapter, he cheated his father for his brother's blessing.
在二十六章呢，他就欺瞒了他的父亲，骗得了他父亲要给他长子兄弟的那个祝福。
So 28, he's running for his life.
二十八章他就开始逃了。
But the Lord met him.
但主碰到他
，and gave him the dream.
也给他做这个梦。
He made a deal with God.
他还跟神做了一个make a deal, 交涉。
You give me so much, I give you one tenth.
你给我这么多，我给你十分之一。
You know, he's making deals all over, even with God. And
他是很会算计的人，甚至跟神也这样的算计。
And of course, when he went to his uncle, he went one single.
他去他叔叔那里，他去的时候是单身的。
And come back, return.With four wives, with all the flocks, and with servants, everything.
他去是单身的，但是回来的时候有四个妻子，许多孩子，许多牲畜，还有奴仆。
You know, this is just the background.
这只是一些背景。
The real thing is, the Lord worked on him.
主在他身上做工。
In 32, the Lord wrestled with him, and he eventually he cannot walk straight.
在创世纪三十二章，主跟他来摔跤，后来他就没有，他就瘸腿了。
That was his starting of transformation.
那就开始他变化的过程。
And of course, he goes through many, many things related to his wife. Eventually, his wife died in childbirth, and related to his children, and related to many things. Even his sons killed people. You know, the whole country.A whole, I don't know, maybe the country, a city, and a lot of things happen.
那他经历到许多事情，包括他妻子在生产的时候，惨难过世，他孩子的事情，他孩子还杀了一层的人，许多许多这样的事情。
But he was being transformed.
但在这些事情里，他在被正，他在被变化。
You know, in the New Testament, that is clear that when we are growing, we are being transformed.
在新约里就很清楚，当我们在长的时候，我们是在被变化的过程。
The growth, of course, is day by day.
长是天天的。
The more we grow, and the more we are transformed.
我们越长，我们就越被变化。
This is kind of in Corinthians, the First Corinthians chapter 3, he mentioned that apostle that he planted Apollo water, and God gives the growth.
在哥林多前书三章也说到，我种了，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，但是神叫他生长。
And then in Second Corinthians chapter 3, he mentioned transformation.
在哥林多后书三章说到变化。
So they are related.
所以这都是有关联的。
Come back to Jacob. Jacob, he was being transformed, and eventually.Chapter 7, 37, he was more or less transformed.
再回到雅各的故事，他一直这样被变化，到37章，他的变化就几乎差不多了。
But later on, in chapter 45, I'm just jumping to make the thing short. And 45, something happened in between 37 and 45. That is the famine.
但是跳到创世纪四十五章，在37到四十五章，很多事情发生，但是后来就有饥荒。
And eventually, there are a lot of things. You know, he lost all the kids was gone.
他甚至失去了所有的孩子。
Not lost because they went to Egypt to get food.
并不是说他们过去了，乃是因为他们都到埃及去拿粮了。
Of course, the kids cheated the father. The kids told the father that Joseph was killed by the animal, and eventually, yeah.
在这之前，他的孩子也骗他说约瑟被死了，但是其实他们是把约瑟卖到埃及去了。
So eventually, the good news came that Joseph was still alive.
后来消息来说，约瑟还活着。
Okay, that point, something showed that in between, Jacob was mature.
但当消息来的时候，那里就给我们看见，在这里，约瑟他是成熟的。
Because when the news came,
雅各是成熟的。
Because when the news came, Joseph is still alive, and he became the ruler in Egypt. And if I'm Jacob, I will look at this, all the other sons. They have cheated the father. And now Joseph is alive. But he didn't react.
当消息来说他的儿子约瑟不仅活着，而且是埃及的宰相的时候，如果是我，我会说你们这些孩子怎么骗我这么多年，但是雅各他一点反应都没有。
He was numb in his heart.
在他心中是麻木的。
And he was revived in his spirit.
但是他灵里却是苏醒的。
We see this person is not the same.
你看这个人不一样了。
I think the Lord wants to transform all of us.
我相信主要变化我们每一个人。
I'm very needed transformation.
我很需要变化。
And the growth comes in with the transformation.
变化，生命的长大是跟着变化来的。
So thank the Lord, you know, in the church life, you know, this year, the number of days means we need to grow every day. And yeah.
所以今年的标语，教会的标语说，我们要数算自己的日子，意思就是说，我们天天都需要生命的长大。
And to reach maturity,
以致达到成熟。
The maturity of Jacob is, you know, when he went to Egypt, he didn't beg anything from Pharaoh.
看见雅各是成熟的一面，就是当他到埃及的时候，他并没有向法老要什么。
And in fact, on the way, he offered sacrifice to God.
事实上，在他去埃及的路上，他向神献祭。
When he left his house, he in Beersheba, that he offered to God and worshiped God.
在他离开别示巴的时候，他献祭给神，并且敬拜神。
You know, in our life, many things happen.
在我们的年日里，很多事情发生。
It may be things you just say, this should not happen.
你也许说这件事不应该发生。
And that person definitely is in fault.
那个人一定是那个人的错，不是我的错。
But Jacob, rather he worshipped God.
但是雅各他敬拜神。
And he's a different person.
他是一个不一样的人。
And the only reason if you look at the background is he lives in Hebron.
在你看他背景的时候，他是住在希伯伦。
And Hebron means fellowship.
希伯伦的意思就是交通的意思。
When so many things happen, and we didn't see he tried to get something or get to someone, rather he just remained in fellowship.
在发生这么多的事情，他没有在那里怪罪指责别人，但是他留在跟主的交通里。
You know, to grow, the one important thing is to have fellowship with the Lord.
要长大，生命的长大，你就需要跟主有交通。
So I'm when I see the picture of Jacob, I'm very I'm reminded.
当我看到雅各这个图画，我就受提醒。
So thank the Lord, you know, his life eventually was matured.
他的生命最终使他达到成熟的地步。
I hope all of us one day will be like Jacob or Israel.
我希望我们每个人都是像雅各，成为以色列。
His last sign of maturity is his blessing everyone.
最后成熟的迹象就是他为众人祝福。
He's a blessing to all his child.
他祝福了他的孩子们。
He's a blessing to Pharaoh.
他甚至祝福法老。
He's a blessing to his sons, to his grandsons.
他祝福他的儿子，他的孙子。
I think we're all, with this view, we're all on the way.
我们都在这个路程上。
So, may the Lord grow in us day by day.
愿主逐日在我们里面长大。
I'm also reminded that the Lord as a man, he also grew.
我也受提醒，主作为一个人，他也是在那里长。
You know, we're on the book of First Peter, in our morning watch.
在我们晨更的经节里，我们在彼得前书。
Peter is also very immature in the four Gospels.
彼得在四福音书里也是非常的不成熟。
But when it comes to the epistles, when he wrote it, and we see this person has grown.
但当他写彼得书信的时候，我们看见这个人已经长大了。
And he is in the process of life to reach maturity.
他也在生命的过程里要达到成熟。
And he also pointed us to the way to grow.
他也把我们长的路指给我们看。
So, in addition to our fellowship with the Lord, we need to feed on the Word.
所以在我跟我们跟主交通以外，我们也需要来吃主的话。
That's why he mentioned, as newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the Word.
所以在二章二节他说，作为才生的婴孩，要切慕那话奶，纯净的话奶。
That we may have salvation.
使我们以致得救。
We may grow.
使我们能长大。
You know, this reminds me also the Lord Jesus himself.
这也提醒我主耶稣他自己。
I believe he daily is in the word also.
我相信他天天都在神的话里。
That's why in Matthew chapter 4, when he was tempted by the devil.
所以在马太福音四章，他被撒旦试探的时候。
Three times Satan tempted him, and he answered.
魔鬼试探他三次。
The first time was because he was tempted for 40 days without food, and he became hungry.
第一次是在他四十昼夜之他没有吃东西，那他作为一个人他会饿。
And the devil tempted him.
魔鬼就试探他。
Change the stone to bread.
你可以把石头变成食物。
Then you won't be hungry, just eat.
你就不会饿，你可以吃了。
But words comes out.
但是主用主耶稣他用神的话来回答。
Yeah, of course, we all know.
我们都知道这一节。
The Lord Jesus said, "Man shall live by bread alone."
四章四节说，人不是单靠食物活着。
But by every word proceed out of the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
I don't know about you. You know, if I'm on the spot there, you know, I don't know what word I can pull out.
当你在那个情形的里面，我不知道我会用什么话来回答。
That means, you know, the Lord was, you know, and you know, spend time in the Word as a man, you know, reading the Word.
这就给我们看见，主作为一个人，他总是在神的话里。
And when situation arises, the Word comes.
当情形发生，他就有应时的话来对来应付。
And the second time, the devil tempted him and brought him to the wing of the temple and tell him to jump according to the word. Satan also called the word.
第二次试探，
Angels,
魔鬼就把主带到那个圣殿的上面，叫他跳下来。他说，根据神的话，你可以这样子做。
An angel will bear you up.
天使会扶着你的脚跟。
The devil quoting the scriptures.
魔鬼他也会引用圣经。
And the Lord said, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God."
主说你不可试探主你的神。
And the last one was concerning, you know, showing the whole world that was under Satan. If you worship me, I'll give to you.
那第三个试探就是他给他看万国的荣华富贵。你敬拜我，我就把这些荣华富贵给你。
And the Lord said, "You shall worship the Lord your God only. Him shall you serve."
主用再次用神的话回答他说，你只能够敬拜主你的神。
So all this shows, you know, Peter knows the way of growth in life for all of us.
所以这里就给我们看见彼得指出我们生命长大的路。
Also, of course, he mentions some negative things in all of us, you know.
他也指出我们里面一些消极的光景。
We should deal with all this hypocrisy and jealous and all the other malice. You know, all this will should be crucified.
我们要对付里面的假冒为善，我们的嫉妒，这些都需要被钉死。
In fact, we already crucified with Christ.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架了。
We need to remain on the cross.
我们要留在十字架上。
So on the negative side, on the positive side, Peter just showed us that today, we all need to grow.
所以在消极一面，在积极一面，彼得就给我们看见，我们今天都需要生命的长大。
So I'm very thankful the Lord is leading us, you know, all the in the church life.
所以我很感谢主，在教会生活里继续的带领我们。
For us to grow.Is for us to be transformed.
我们要生命的长大，就是要被变化。
And to be transformed is not just for ourselves. It's for ourselves, but it's for the building.
要被变化，不仅为我们自己，也是为着建造。
You know, all the feeding the Lord's caring, eventually, the goal is that we may live in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
主对我们的喂养，就是让我们能够一生住在他的家中，他的殿里。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
For today we are in the church life.
今天我们在教会生活里。
We all can receive the help from one another.
我们都能够彼此得帮助。
And minister the Lord to one another.
也把主服侍给弟兄姊妹。
For His building.
为着他的建造。
Amen.
感谢主，阿门。
This week I was touched with just one verse that I wanted to share with you this morning, and that is.
这一周我很摸着一节经节，我愿意与弟兄姊妹分享。
And that was in Galatians 4:19.
We had 这是在
morning revival this week.
加拉太书四章十九节，这一周的诚心圣言有这一节。
My children, with whom I travail again in birth.
我的孩子，我再为你们受生产之苦。
Until Christ is formed in you.
直到基督。成形在你们里面。
And I was convicted this week.
我这一周非常受到自责。
The Lord convicted me.
主责备了我。
So who are you travailing for?
你是为谁在受生产之苦？
I feel like as the seniors in the church life, we need to be those travailing.
我觉得作为在教会中年长的一群。
You don't ask young people to travail.
我们都需要受生产之苦，我们不会叫年轻的去受生产之苦。
We need to be those who are in pain for others to grow.
我们需要受生产之苦，让别人能够也长大。
I mean, that was just the Lord personally touching me.
这是主摸着我的一点。
And I have to repent, and I don't know, not too many.
我必须要悔改，我没有太多。为太多的人受生产之苦。
But I realize I need to be praying for many.
但是我就觉得我需要为许多来祷告。
One way we can travail is to pray.
要受生产之苦，其中的一个方法就是要祷告。
We may not have the opportunity to contact so many.
我们也许没有机会能够联络或者接触许多的人。
But first of all, prayers.
但第一要祷告。
Petitions.
祈求
Thanksgivings,
带着感谢
made on behalf of all men,
让为着所有人献上祷告
Even with the world situation as it is now, who's praying for the world?
这世界的局势有多少人在为这些事情祷告
Seniors, we need to be praying for the world.
年长的弟兄姊妹，我们需要为这个世界的局势祷告
But specifically, we need to be in travail.
但特别来说，我们要受生产之苦
Until Christ is formed in the saints.
只等到基督成形在圣徒里面
And of course, if we're not numbering our days, how can we
help others? 如果我们没有数算我们自己的日子，我们怎么能帮助别人呢？
If we're not satisfied in the morning with the Lord, how can we help others to be
satisfied? 如果我们没有在早晨饱得主的话，
So this is what I felt the Lord was talking, speaking to me.
所以这是主对我说的话。
Pass this on to you. We need to be those.
我愿与你分享。我们需要为别人
who experience His mercies every morning.
天天来经历主的怜悯。
Then when we contact others, we have some mercy too.
当我们接触别人的时候，我们有一些怜悯可以分享给他们。
We need to be those travailing for the younger saints.
我们需要为年轻的圣徒。
And I just think practically the first matter is the matter of prayer.
我觉得第一件事就是祷告。
You know, I don't know how many of us have partners to pray with.
我不知道我们有多少人有祷告的同伴。
But we should be praying with someone and someones, either a small group or some.
我们需要有同伴一起来祷告。
Praying with them every day, every week.
每天每周一起的祷告。
But we need to be in travail for others to grow.
但是我们要为别人受生产之苦，让他们也能够有生命的长大。
When I first got married, I had this, you know, burning desire. My wife and I are going to pray every day.
当我刚结婚的时候，我说哦，我就说我跟姊妹，我们天天都要祷告。
I don't know how long that lasted.
我不知道那个支持了多久。
But eventually it wasn't every day.
后来不是每天我们都有祷告。
But I must say, we still pray.
但我必须说我们还是有祷告。
There's some travailing going on there.
在那里有一些生产的苦。
For the younger ones, for the other ones.
为着年轻的，为着别人。
Even for our own children.
甚至为我们自己的儿女。
We need to be in travail that Christ is formed in them.
我们需要受生产之苦，直到基督成形在他们里面。
This is not just salvation.
这不光是得救。
It's that Christ is formed. That means grown in them.
这里说在基督成形，这意思就是说在他们里面长大。
Of course, we pray for the fifth graders to get saved.
当然，我们为这个五年级的孩子他们的得救。
But that's just the start.
但这只是开始。
We need to be in travail.
我们要一直受生产之苦。
This Christ who's now in them.
这个在他们里面的基督
is being formed in them.
也要成形在他们里面。
They are growing.
他们继续的长。
That they are being saved day by day.
他们天天都蒙拯救。
Renewed in their mind.
在他们心思里被更新。
Transformed in their souls.
在他们魂里被变化。
You know, when I first came into the church life, it was all about, I need to be transformed. I need to be, you know.
当我到教会生活刚开始就是我要被变化。
Now I realize it's not just me.
但我就发现现在不光是我。
I need to be in travail for you.
我需要为你受生产之苦。
And for many others in the church life, in the churches.
还有在教会中，甚至在众教会中，许多人我们要受这样的生产之苦。
Even in the whole of the Lord's recovery.
在主的恢复里。
Because we are here, what? To bring the Lord back.
We are
here to be prepared as the bride.
We are here to be prepared
for him to come back to gain us.
For
this Christ must be formed in us.
We
need to mature in this divine life.
And
according to Paul's writing to the Galatians, we need to... He was in travail for them.
根据保罗在加拉太书写的，他在这里为信徒受生产之苦。
And I feel we need to be the same.
我们也需要同样的事。
This is all I wanted to share this morning.
这是我今天早晨要分享的。
I want to see if you could, we should open up for maybe 10 minutes or so for you to overflow, for you to share something that the Lord touched you with this week. So we'll give the time to you.
也许我们现在可以有十分钟的时间让弟兄姊妹有一些回应分享。
I don't know, brothers, if we need to pass mics around, but whatever. 你若想